An employment tribunal judge sitting in Norwich has ruled that ethical veganism is a philosophical belief and is therefore protected by law. The legal case was brought by vegan Jordi Casamitjana, who claims he was sacked by the League Against Cruel Sports because of his ethical veganism. His former employer says he was dismissed for gross misconduct. Now, the judge ruled that ethical vegans should be entitled to similar legal protections in British workplaces as those who hold religious beliefs. Outside court, Mr. Casamitjana was very happy with the result.
I was very confident that I would win, because definitely veganism is a philosophical belief. And when you look at my life and anybody else's life that is an ethical vegan, you will see it. You don't have to dig too deep. You will see how it affects everybody's life and how important and how respectful it is for the world. And this is a positive belief. It's not a negative belief. And therefore, a positive belief is bound to be protected.
Now, in response, Tim Bonner, who's the chief executive of the Countryside Alliance, said in a statement, "It should go without saying that no one should be discriminated against based on their preferred dietary or ethical choices. We would expect ethical carnivores to equally have their way of life protected under law from discrimination." Phil Storey is a solicitor at Bailey Wright & Co. and heads up the firm's employment law department. Phil, very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. The media is dubbing this as a landmark ruling, is it?
Well, potentially it's a landmark ruling. It is a decision of the tribunal, so it's not necessarily binding on other tribunals, but I think it may pave the way for other people to come forward. And it doesn't appear that the respondent in this case, the employer, challenged whether or not it was a philosophical belief, and so it doesn't look like it will be appealed. So the case will proceed to a full hearing on the merits of the case.
If this progresses as we expect legally, it may do, Phil. What could that mean for the workplace? I mean, what happens then to ethical veganism?
Well, in terms of, it's not limited to just the workplace. The implications are considerable because it doesn't deal just with employment cases. It deals with education, supply of goods and services. I mean, obviously, you'd hope that employers would have policies promote equal treatment and to prevent bullying, irrespective of whether or not a tribunal decides it's a protected characteristic. But clearly, the tribunal having decided that ethical veganism is a philosophical belief, then that's going to pave the way for further claims.
Could we see ourselves, with developing stories heading our way this year, where someone's in a workplace, they've been to a famous bakery, and they've walked back into the workplace, into a factory, and they've got a vegan sausage roll, for example, and their colleagues say, "Don't be silly, get a proper sausage roll." Could they then have legal action taken against them for abuse or bullying?
Well, in terms of, this is the first stage. The tribunal has decided that it is a philosophical belief, and so you cannot discriminate against people, so you cannot harass people or treat them less favourably. So the taunting or harassment of people who have got that belief potentially could lead to legal action. I mean, certainly until the case is challenged or there's another decision by the Employment Appeal Tribunal, then you'd have to be saying to employers, you need to be careful. But you'd hope all employers would aim to have policies to prevent bullying bullying, whether or not it's due to a protected characteristic or not.
So, for example, when I go and make a cup of tea, and I make my own tea here, to be honest with you, Phil, when I go to the fridge, I open the fridge, I'm looking for my skim milk, and I see there are different types. There's coconut milk, almond milk, there's all, and I'm thinking, what is wrong with these people? I can't think that anymore.
So you can't think that? Well, I mean, I can't stop the way you think, but what I wouldn't want you to do is, if you had a person who had a philosophical belief, such as ethical veganism in this case, if you taunted them or treated them less favourably as a consequence, then you can't do that, no.
And what about the reaction from Tim Bonner, the chief executive of the Countryside Alliance, who says he expects ethical carnivores to equally have their way of life protected under law from discrimination? Could there be more cases heading our way?
Well, I mean, the tribunal would have to look at each case on its facts. From reading the press reporting of the case, it appears that the claimant in this case, it was a comprehensive belief he had, and it was part and parcel of his life. And as such, in each case, including people who are ethical carnivores, you'd have to look and see whether that kind of fitted the same test and whether it was a philosophical belief.
Phil, great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you, sir. Phil Storey, solicitor at Bailey, Wright & Co. And Phil heads up the firm's employment law department.
Children or grandchildren.
Phil, thank you so much for your time.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Cheers. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.